can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back here. This is Ralph Kramer Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And talking about the overthrow of our republic, Congress is in control right now. And talking about these crazy courts. United States District Court. We had to have, we had to change the court because the United, because you cannot have law and equity because the by changed by rules. They can't do that. So they got away with it until 1948, and they created the United States District Court. Well, here's one case. Very enlightening. Because what does say they can, when you go read 28, let me go back to that, 28 U.S.C. 132, the bottom line is, what is it? It doesn't say cases and law and equity and all that. Well, why? Because they can't. That's in the Constitution. They can't change it. So what is going on there? This is out of Ninth Circuit. I've got other cases, there's another one. That's why I'm piecing all this together. This is 618 F2D 530, 1980. 618 F as in Frank, 2D 530, 1980, and it's U.S. versus Roberts. And I don't have the page numbers marked. I should go. I got to put and mark the page numbers here. I didn't put, oh yeah, it is page 546. Quoting, there shall be in each judicial district a district court, end quote. And, then quote, the judicial power of a district court may be exercised by a single judge. This last provision should be noticed. It is fundamental that a district judge has no judicial power individually. Oh, we're not nice. His judicial power is exercised as a representative of a court. He's representing the frickin' court, the district court, an Article I legislative court under the control of Congress. Thank you. It gets better. Quoting, jurisdiction is lodged in a court, not a person. The judge exercising the jurisdiction acts for the court. That's quoting Brown. 346 F2D 903. Fifth Circuit, page 910, 1965. The judge is acting for the damn court. What happened to the independent judge? He's acting for the court. Who in hell's the court? Oh, that's an Article 1 under the control of Congress. Whoa. This is not good, folks. Have you heard all this, what I'm talking about before? I never have. God, I wish somebody had told me what I'm talking about today. I could have got to the root and a hell of a lot quicker than I have in the last 18 years. Cutting off branches. That court acts for the court. The judge acts for the court. And he doesn't do law and equity because he can't. The Constitution has not changed. And they use this judicial power of the United States or judicial power of the government. But they put judicial power, they will not put it in quotation marks, or they put judicial power in quotation marks of the United States. Which is fine. Because what is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 for? Supreme Court says, oh, by the way, if you're a citizen of the United States, we can track you down any place we want because we're receiving a benefit. That's a Tate case. This guy was in Mexico. He said, don't make a difference where you be. We're coming for you. Because you see, when you have a benefit, God, that goes back to Hayburn, 1792, and Muskrat, Dismuth, Babcock is a great case, 1913, somewhere along in there. If you receive a benefit, shut the hell up. You have no right to a remedy. One may be provided, one may not, and there's nothing wrong with it. If you don't want the benefit, don't take it. If you do, shut up. It's like having two kids. You can give one $1 for doing dishes, another one $3. Not to be. There's no fairness in benefits. It's whatever you want to do. And there's no law. Just do whatever you want. You offer it to them and say, yeah, okay. That's the con. So now we're going. Imagine this judge, the judicial power of a district court is the judge acting for the court. He's a representative of the court. I did not freaking damn know that the court had any standing in there when I'm going in that court. I thought it was supposed to be independent. You think? Nope. That guy's got an interest in this whole thing. He's doing what Congress bids, and then it gets better. Because you see, I've got 110 cases that says United States of America, which is the only damn thing you will ever see in the United States District Court as a real party of interest, is a sovereign body politic. And they're abso-freaking right. How do they do it? Well, by 1913, the citizen of the United States was, everybody is going to be a citizen of the United States. We get to the 17th Amendment. What did they leave out of the 17th Amendment? One dang word. One freaking word. Let me go read it. It's amazing. One word can make all the difference in the world. One word. 17th Amendment, the Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state elected by the people. Wait a minute. The House of Representatives in our, says the people of the several states. Oh, we left out the people of the several states. We just said the people. There's no several states in the 17th Amendment. They use the word state, but no several states. Why would they do that? Well, quite simple, actually. Because you see, in 1913 then, we had the people of the several states. They always thought they were citizens of the United States. So now we get around and we do this in the 17th Amendment. There's no people of the several states. It's just the people. Well, it's whatever we signed up for, citizens of the United States. So the legislature of the several states no longer has standing in 1913. So we got the people, which are citizens of the United States, electing phony representatives and a phony Senate. And guess what showed up in 1913? United States of America showed up as the real party of interest with a, quote, government. We went back to the Articles of Confederation because we don't have the two parties to the Constitution. We got the people of the several states, and we got the legislatures of the several states. They're both gone. You and I did it because we don't know no better. So all of a sudden, from 1913 to 1916, they transposed over from 1789 to 1913. The real party of interest was United States or the United States. From 1913 to 1916, all of a sudden, it's all went to United States of America. And that's all you will ever see. You got a tax case, all these kangaroo lawsuits that the Department of Justice is doing against Trump, or the states are doing against Trump. That's all United States of America. Don't anybody know that that's not so? Why did we need the 16th Amendment? Because we had to get around the apportionment to the several states. I didn't change anything else. All it does is just took out the several states. We don't need those damn things anymore because we're not going to use them. We're going to define the word state. So they got rid of the apportionment of the 16th. We got the two parties of the Constitution of the United States gone. Now all of a sudden we got United States of America, sovereign body politic. We're under the absolute frickin' damn control of Congress. And you know what we got under as a citizen of the United States? Not one freaking damn thing. An amazing read is the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. They challenged that you can't do this because the elections are only for federal officers by citizens of the United States that have no right of suffrage, no right of electing franchise. Supreme Court said so. They don't hide it. There are no elections for any officers, public officers of any of the several states. It says so under the National Voter Registration Act. It's strictly for federal offices, President, Congress. And they're not even the lawful ones to begin with, but they're there. But it says there's no election. It says the states can hold elections for them. Nobody does. No. So I go looking at some of these cases where they're taking on the Trump and this, and I go in there, the state of New York and the state of California, the state of Oregon, state of Minnesota. Guess what they put in there as the party? They are a sovereign state of the United States of America? I kid you not. That's right in their briefing. They are a sovereign state of the United States of America. How did Minnesota become a sovereign state of the United States of America? It wasn't even around when we swapped over to the several states. They did it several ways. They've been working at this a long time. One of the Social Security Act was one. Unemployment insurance was one of the ones where they have a state plan. We got to make them. We got to make all the states surrender their sovereignty. So you get a copy of your state plans. I've got one for North Carolina and one for Alaska. Therein, you will find your child custody, your child slavers, where they have cooperative agreements, where the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. When people go to these courts, these state courts, all these state courts are the same thing as the District of Columbia is. Municipal entities. That's all they are. But boy, this is a convoluted frickin' damn mess that I've been talking about here. Putting all these, you have to go with these pieces together to get the big picture, and it's all there. Some of it's in legislative history, some of it's in Supreme Court cases. I'm working on the older Supreme Court cases because they have to give us a remedy. How in the holy hell, if you're a citizen in one of the several states, How do we get out of this? How do we come out of Babylon? I didn't know enough. I don't know. Somebody guided me, but you have to put it in the public record. You have to put in that you're a citizen of one of the several states, citizen of Alaska or whatever. It's right in the code, too. It's in your passport. They have to have both sides there. This is the rule between good and evil. There's got to be the law side, and there's got to be man, Satan's smoke and mirror stuff. National of the United States, 8, United States Code, 1101, A, 22, B. A says National of the United States means, it says the term means, it's in quotation marks. And just for people that don't know, because how would you know, when they say National of the United States, you can't take out national definition and somehow change the phrase. When it's in quotation marks, whatever's in there is what's on the other side. And when it says means, it's an exclusive, new, unique meaning. If it said collie dogs means cats, it means every collie dog is a cat. You can't say a collie is a dog. Collie dogs means cats. So what does it say? See, they're trying to withhold people's passports. It's right on the application on the bottom. If you go look, Rick, I got one person that may get around and will test this. They can't stop us legally. I don't mean they ain't going to do it, because it's like going up against the devil and say, hey, devil, I do. You remember the Ten Commandments? You remember the Creator? He's going to stomp on your butt. But he says, I'm in control down here, and I'm having a hell of a good time. Anyway, getting back to it, what does it say? A national of the United States means, A, a citizen of the United States, capital B, or, not and, or, not a citizen of the United States, but you owe permanent allegiance to the United States, because they have to have it. That's where the citizens of the several states are. And it's in your passport. I'm going to flip it open on the right-hand side. It'll say citizen/national of the United States. It's right there. Very innocuous. How are we supposed to do this? Find out what the hell is going on when we got all these freaking damn lawyers and politicians lying pieces of garbage doing twin speak. Not easy. But getting back even to this United States District Court, let me get that back open again here. It's crazier yet. Just can't, like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. That nobody has ever taken this stuff on. I don't know. Nobody has ever taken on United States of America as a sovereign body politic. Nobody's ever taken on district judicial power of a district court. Why not? What is it? How can you have judicial power in a district court? That's the definition of an inquisitor. And what's an inquisitor? That's somebody like, if you see the, not Gladiator, the other, Braveheart. That's a guy that sits up there, he does law and fact. And what he does, there's three parts to it. One, we are going to get you to incriminate yourself by some means. We will get you off premise with depositions. We'll make you go to books and records, which the court says are inquisitions. How in the hell do we have inquisitions in this country? Books and records is an inquisition when you go off. The IRS guy's got no authority. He don't answer anything. Dumber than a damn rock. And they got it, number two, the part of a cruel trilemma of the three parts. We have to get you under the penalties of perjury, so we're going to swear you in. We're going to get you to admit what we want. And the third part is, if you don't, we're going to find you contempt or take your property or put you in the pokey. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm telling you, this is a scary proposition where we are. There are no constitutional courts in the several states. There are no constitutional public officers of the several states. They're all municipal entities because there's no elections. That kills it. National Voter Registration Act says it's all federal offices. How can you have a public officer in one of the several states or courts of the several states if you don't have elections for them? Duh. And it gets worse. Because you see, when they did this, it was North or South Carolina took this on and said, you can't do this. The 10th Amendment says you can't do that. What's the 10th Amendment say? Last I heard, the 10th Amendment is still there. I don't know. We'll go down to the 10th Amendment. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. It's been standing all these years, the 10th Amendment. They challenged and said, you can't have elections like this under the 10th Amendment. It's not going to work. 10th Amendment, the judicial power of the United States. Oh, that's 11th. The power is not delegated to the United States, not United States of America, by the Constitution, singular article, nor prohibited by it to the states, and they're talking about the several states in this, up to this point, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That's pretty clear. There's two people. The power is reserved to the several states or to the people. They challenged this on their National Voter Registration Act. You know what they said? Oh, those elections by the citizens of the United States don't have a frickin' damn thing to do. The 10th Amendment is irrelevant. I kid you not. You're starting to get the picture? The 10th Amendment it's not unconstitutional to have federal offices only under the National Voter Registration Act for citizens of the United States. 10th Amendment is irrelevant. It doesn't. The 14th changed it, supposedly. No, it didn't. Only if you and I are stupid enough, which we have been, I guarantee I have. I don't know about you. There's nobody listening to the show isn't tied into being a citizen of the United States. If you got a bank account or registered voter, if you haven't done your status or these different things, it's all there. Driver's licenses, they go back to the National Voter Registration Act. Alaska's really easy to find. I have got a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. I have registered to vote as a citizen of Alaska. That's how we come out. With all this information, but I'm trying to get this all assembled because, God, there's so many pieces to this stuff to get it put together in a brief. The tax court is now a court of law. Really? Tax court does the same judicial power as a district court, United States District Court. That'll tell you something right there. Tax court, before it said it wasn't, well, in 1969 they changed it. So now it's a court of law. And what they do is they say, well, it does things judicial or like judicial, something they mealy-mouth it. But it's a court of law. So the question is, what's a court of law means? I got to look that up. But it's not part of the judiciary. I mean, this is... sometimes it gets a little frustrating. But I know what they did. But all these holes got to be plugged. Because this is like a colander. Or spaghetti. They are not going to want to go there. I guarantee you. This judge that we're going to be filing on in, we're suing Christina Ray in Dillingham because she has no office for Dave Gladden's case. They changed there. They changed the 3rd District to the 3rd Judicial District, which is under the Administrative District of the Alaska Bar. They then make them to do a Rule 5 and a Rule 64 oath. Rex Butler said, I can't do constitutional law. He didn't tell me why. Well, now I know why. Because they make them sign an oath that they have to operate in administrative districts under the Alaska Bar. They can't swap back, and the law is still there. And the code. But they just don't use it. It still says in the Alaska Code, 3rd District. Well, how come all the frickin' damn court cases are 3rd Judicial District under the administrative power of the bar? Oh, no. Nobody wants to ask those questions. It's one word or two can make all of the difference in the world. And I've got that out. All these cases, all these states, you can go after the judge, but you have to go back and see when the law changed, the legislative stuff. The change of the corporate side, I guarantee you, it did change. Just like the United States District Court, they couldn't do law and equity bullshit in a court of the United, in a district court of the United States, so they created a new one. But it gets worse. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is 28 U.S.C. 132, creation and composition of the district courts. So what they did is they put the District Court of the... Oh, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here. So, where does the judicial power come from? Now, we got the judge is acting. He's a representative of the court. He's acting for the court. For. If you're acting for somebody, it's for the benefit of somebody else in their place, in their stead, right? For. Well, it says right down here. This is on the internet. You can look in the revisor's notes. Subsection C, this is the one that says the judicial power of a district court can be done by a single judge, and it says any action, suit, or proceeding. It doesn't say law and equity. Any action, suit, any, not all, any. So it's all discretionary. But it says may be exercised by a single judge who may preside alone. Subsection C is derived, it says here, from 641 Title 28, that's the Territories of Possession 1940 Code, which applied only to the territory of Hawaii. You gotta be kidding me! This court is derived from what was in the territory of Hawaii, and your authority, it says, the revised section, by extending it to all districts, merely recognized established practice. We have been screwing you and conning you and getting away with it, and now we call it established practice? That's the authority for the court? Established practice? You gotta be kidding me. You can't. Would somebody print this? Has this ever been adjudicated? Not that I've found. Why? These guys that write this nonsense are really good. They are. It's a word game. It's code. It's just as it's as bad as the Morse code. If you don't know the Morse code, how do you know what all that dot and dash stuff is? It doesn't mean anything to me. You have to first go look at all these definitions. And I guarantee you, if you do not have Westlaw or even Lexis, you have no chance. A lot of this is on some of the stuff, some of these other things. You could probably get some of that. But I tell you, Westlaw is so powerful on word searches and stuff. Once you understand it, I could teach somebody in 10 minutes. I don't know why people don't get one subscription to all these different things and then share the cost. Mine, it's $376 a month. And what I do is I go and find judicial power of a district court, and I may get 100 cases, so then I have to go through 100 cases where it shows up and see what's going on, which takes time. So now we have the rules of court for an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, done in 1934 for the civil, which went into effect in 1938, the fall. Then in 1940, they did the criminal, and I don't know when it went into effect. I'll find out sometime before 1946, because it's in the 1946 code. I'm missing Volume 3. I'm trying to get my hands on Volume 3. But and what they do? Why did they change the criminal rules? What happened there? You could indict a ham sandwich the way it's set up today. Why? How do they do this? I'm surprised people don't get a hold of me or take some of this stuff and go take these courts on. I'm telling you, you can't be nice to these people. They are evil. The way it was set up under the English common law, you had a preliminary examination by an independent judge, which does not exist, which we know. It does not exist. Because there's no district courts of the United States doing law and equity. So first of all, there's no independent judge. Well, actually, it's called judicial. Lost my train of thought there. I'll think of it in a minute. What it's called. What they do when they're doing what they're doing to us. But anyway, a preliminary examination. Supposed to be an independent judge. The prosecutor, which is biased, he's not independent. He has one goal. Put your butt in jail. Make a name for himself. He has to bring in the law. He has to bring in some evidence, some sort of evidence, and have the guy testify in open court. You then have a right to testify if you choose and bring in a witness or two. The judge then, he makes it's a mixed question of law and fact. Number one, is there really a law? And number two, is there enough evidence to go to the grand jury for what's called probable cause? They don't do that anymore. What'd they do? They put it in Rule 5 and Rule 5.1. It's a rule of court now. Well, that's pretty critical to find probable cause. Now they go straight to the grand juries, and the grand juries find probable cause. How in the frickin' damn hell can a grand jury find probable cause when they don't have a clue what the hell the law is? They have no idea. How would they? The prosecutor goes in there and gives them one-sided story. Now, the jury has the right to go and get two sides of the story, but are they? They may not. They may or may not. And you don't have a right to even see what the hell they're doing in there. Well, if you did a preliminary examination when it came to the grand jury, they would have both sides of the story if you chose to give them it. What a novel idea. And they would have the damn law instead of what the prosecutor says. They would have an independent judge. make sure we actually have a law and that there was probable cause to get you there to go to the grand jury for an indictment. They go straight to the grand jury. And they're all taxpayers. They're all citizens of the United States. They don't have a clue what the hell is going on. The average jury is dumber than a dang rock. I've never sat on one. Been called. Is everybody here? Citizens of the United States? I raised my hand. Come up here. About 2 minutes, the judge says, you're excused. Why on all of these criminal cases, like every federal case, criminal, before jeopardy attaches, which means that once they get started, they got the grand jury, there's what's got to happen? The judge always on the record, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? You have to admit, I want to be tried by a bunch of damn people that are stupider than a damn rock, most of them. They think they're all taxpayers, and it's what they think they know that's not so. They don't have a clue what a citizen of the United States is. Nobody's going to tell them. It's a felony to claim you are under 18 U.S.C. 911 if there's no relevant evidence. What's your relevant evidence? What is it? They don't have a clue. That's how I used to get all my misdemeanor charges when they were pounding on me. Boy, these people just swore they are, so what is you? You swore you is one. What is it? Ooh, no. Let's have a break here. Next thing you know, we got a Rule 43A dismissal by the prosecutor. Knowledge is power. Curtis just got a thing down here with the unemployment insurance. A win. In North Carolina, I'll talk about it more next Sunday. Knowledge is power with these people. This stuff, nobody is challenging them, and I don't know why not. I know it's complicated. If you want to get on my IRS list, I call it that because it's 250 postal money order or Walmart. IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com is the way to get a hold of me, so I for sure see it. IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. If you got any extra change, I'd sure appreciate it. My only goal is to stay afloat because I tell you what, I'm in a real good win-win situation. Cheryl that was killed in a motorcycle accident, I got some pictures in the other day from my Mike Cook, the brother. After 50 years, my love for Cheryl hasn't gone away. If they kill me, I'll get there quicker to see her. They don't, I'm going to chase these son of a bitches to hell and back, and I'm going to crucify them, and I'm going to put every damn nail in them I could. You will not get me to surrender. These people are pure evil. Whether people recognize it or not, Islam is evil. It can't be here. It's a theology or a theocracy. That's what our people came over from England to get up under the Catholic Church running the government. It's run by the damn Mohammed, Shia, or Sunnis. It's a religion. They can't even do constitutional law. A Muslim can't. It's like our Alaska bar. They can't do constitutional law. They take a phony oath, too. It says, I am going to support the Constitution of the United States. Support it. Well, there's no support and defend. There's no law against all enemies, foreign and domestic. No, I'm just going to support it. Well, I can support the fire department, too. That don't mean I'm going to defend it. Don't mean I'm going to do it. I might give them a nickel once in a while. I'm telling you, you cannot make this stuff up when you start looking at it. The legislature down in Juneau. We got a Rule 91 on civil and a Rule 52 on criminal. And what does it say? You can't legislate anything against a rule of court unless you specifically say so. It's an automatic veto. You got to get 2/3 majority to overcome a rule of court put in by the Alaska Bar operating in the administrative districts. I kid you not. And you bring that up with these legislators and it's like, oh, they'll love these. When I was going down to Juneau, there was two or three of them that are running it, and the rest of them are dumber than a rock. They're there for the to fill their pockets and get elected, and they love the power and the glory. Look at what's going on in Congress today with a couple of Muslims. Look what they're doing up there. These people are socialists. They want the government to own everything. They're communists. Oh, we're going to share everybody. It's going to be a utopia. And they're anarchists. We have no borders. That's anarchy, folks. If you don't have a border, it's anarchy. There's no law. It's like a couple of movies were made where they get around and have, 12 or 24 hours where you can go out and shoot and kill anybody. That's anarchy. And I still can't believe, in this day and age, you can have up to when a child is born in some place, I think it's New York now, you can bring in a hitman. That's what they are. Let's call them what they are. And you can murder a child. In Virginia, you can even suppose the government said, we'll even allow him to be born. And then go over to the mom and say, hey, what do you think about that piece of garbage over there? You want that thing or not? Oh, now go ahead and kill it. We'll just let it die. Who in his right freaking damn mind in this day and age? It's unbelievable that we even talk about something like that. Moloch in the Bible they sacrifice children, and that's what this damn abortion stuff's all about. What's even worse yet is that Margaret Singer, she hates the blacks, and the blacks put most of the Planned Parenthood, they're in black neighborhoods, and the blacks haven't figured out that they're killing themselves off. They don't want them, they want to kill them. Sheesh. I don't know. What does it take to wake up people? Ayn Rand said one thing, reason is not automatic. Those that deny reason cannot be conquered by it. And that's what we have today. People aren't looking at the facts. Look at the Democrats on the other side. I mean, these people, I wouldn't even have the gall to say some of the ridiculous lies that they do. Democratic Party is Satanists, and rhinos are supporting them. And then we got a bunch of cowardly Republicans. There's very few people that want a republic. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you. And I think now that I saw Joe DiGenova, I like him. He's a ex-prosecutor out of the District of Columbia. That damn shift. Turn back in 2012, Obama, they were going into NSA and getting in and getting the records for dirt on all of the enemies of Obama. And that's what I think they've got. I think they got dirt on these because there's so many of them are into pedophiles and God knows what. And that's why they give us a verbiage, but they won't do nothing. If you won't stand and fight, why are you there? I'm saying getting this together, and you want to see it, you get on the IRS list, and you're going to see this stuff along with the attachments to prove it. Facts. Unassailable facts. Irrefutable. They probably ought to call me Father Ralph, because I take confessions, and I tell you what, I got loose lips. Can't keep government secrets. I can't keep confessions. This is unbelievable. Why has nobody ever taken on this crazy-ass court system we got? They've been getting away with it. I don't know how many people have said that they're Article 3 court. I've been there and done it. Challenged them. I didn't know. Oh, yeah, we're Article 3. And they will put, there's no evidence that we aren't. Wait a minute. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to provide the evidence that you are. So everything is upside down. Now everybody's a citizen of the United States. The thing that was created by the people, and it's only the character of a citizen of the United States, not a citizen of the United States, the character of a citizen of the United States, that we can go into D.C. and like places like that on the Constitution of the United States. Character of. We have to come out of Babylon. We have to get, and I've got to get these. I've been talking about this for a couple of months, but I keep finding all this new stuff, and I don't want to. The way to get out is you put it into the public record. It becomes self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. We have to use the same type of stuff they do. They put it into public record, and it's under the law of nations, and it's recognized. Okay, well, we'll play the same game. So anyway, by Tuesday, we're going to be going after the judge, and she has a conflict of interest because she is a bar member in the administrative district. So how can she rule on it?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, well, I'm going to finish up the show here by going back to this Eastern Metals Corp versus Martin. 191 F-SUPP 245-1960. United States District Court is an inferior court. Inferior to the United States Supreme Court, not Supreme Court of the United States. The District Court is a tribunal. It's not a court. It says it's a tribunal. It has to be. Created by Congress under the power under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. In freaking damn plain English, it does not come under Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. Exercising judicial power of the United States in all cases, law and equity. And which provides that Congress should have the power to constitute tribunals. The creation and composition of the United States District Court is presently set forth in 28 U.S.C. 132. The United States District Court only has such jurisdiction as Congress confers on it. Thank you. And then what they did, this is in sections 1331 through 1360, this says exclusive jurisdiction of the District Court. Exclusive. So we cite 1331. Wait a minute here. What are we doing in civil actions here? What happened to the District Court of the United States? They create the con, and then they say, oh, by the way, this is the only way to get to where we want you to go. All the way from 1331 through 1360. Exclusive jurisdiction of the District Courts. And they are patterned after the territory of Hawaii, and we did it by established practice. Excuse me. That's the authority, established practice. I'm impressed. What a freaking bunch of nonsense. How many people have been damaged? So where's our remedy? I got a bunch of cases I got to go through which says they have to create a remedy for us. If there are any citizens of the several states, if you're a citizen of Texas, citizen of Minnesota, if you're a citizen of the United States, no, they don't. Sign up and enjoy the benefit and shut the hell up. How does a citizen of the United States and an Indian tribe get to vote when they're not a nation or a, I got a case on that, they're not a nation or a state? How in hell do they get to vote? The war hoops of Alaska or where else? Now, I got a bunch of Cherokee blood in me. I'm a war hoop. I'm definitely a war hoop. I'll prove it. But how does a war hoop on a sitting over there that's not a nation or a state get the, as a citizen of the United States, get to vote? And get all these special privileges. You see, when you're a citizen of the United States, they can give you all kinds of special benefits. If we were all citizens of the several states, they'd have to treat us all equal. But when you're receiving a benefit, well, let's see, I like you because you're black, so we'll give you you can go to the head of the line on the job things. I like you because an Indian, so you can go out here and catch fish that the white paleface can't. Let's see, you're Alaska Native, you can go out here and pick up ivory, but the paleface can't. That's how they get away with it. Because they made it up. The freaking citizen of the United States is a statutory creation of Congress so that Congress has plenary power. Is a citizen of the United States any different? And the ones in D.C. fill out the same damn forms. They fill out the same 1040s, 1099s, W-2s, W-4s as the ones outside. Absolutely. Same forms. Is there two flavors of citizens of the United States? Of course not. Outside, they had to do the Buck Act, where they said, well, you're deemed to be in a federal area. You're deemed to be there. How do we get you? Oh, wherever. We just create everything. You sign up for it. And they're called implied in law contracts. I want the benefit. Implied in law. I owe you an obligation because I want the benefit. Anyway, hope you learned something. We'll see you next week, God willing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.